This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Prince Harry has announced his engagement to American actress Meghan Markle overnight. They're set to tie the knot early next year. Nine News reporter Michael Best is in London enjoying the spirit of celebration. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Katrina.
Can you give us all the juicy details about the engagement and wedding plans?
Well, look, where do I start? I mean, this is something that seems like the whole world is getting behind, the whole world's excited. And it all came out early, mid-morning London time with the official royal announcement, but that was really just the start because just a few hours later, we saw Meghan and Harry wandering hand in hand down into the sunken garden at Kensington Palace, looking into each other's eyes, smiling at each other, laughing, professing their love for each other. It was clear. And with Meghan showing off the sparkler, it's three diamonds. One, the first, the biggest, is from Botswana, where they first really connected
to
either side.
Mm.
Yeah, so from Princess Diana's collection. And then, of course...
You're saying the other two diamonds are from Diana? Is that what you just said?
They are, from her collection. So they'll always be with Meghan and Harry, I guess, for the rest of their lives. But that was just, I guess, the first of the insights that we got into their relationship, into them as a couple, how they met, because they sat down for a long interview, 20 minutes, in fact, where they talked about how they met. So they were introduced by a mutual friend, and Harry said it was pretty clear that he knew that this was someone that he wanted to be with, and the feeling was mutual, because neither of them knew a whole lot about each other. Harry said he's never watched Suits.
No!
He said, do you want to watch me? I know, it seems like a... heresy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But he said when his mate said, do you want to meet Meghan Markle? He had to look her up and see who she was. he made the choice then to meet her. But she also said, you know, she's an American. She knew all about the royal family, of course, but she didn't quite know the true extent of what she was getting in for. Luckily, they managed to keep their relationship private for a few months where they got to know each other and really connected before things got public. And, of course, they were in the very, very public eye of the world. But there's some amazing things in that interview, like how the Queen's corgis love Meghan, not Harry so much, apparently, and about how he got down on bended knee earlier this month and proposed over a roast chook.
I could not believe that he proposed at home over a roast chicken. Well, I think it's very exciting. And the wedding's going to be early next year. Is that right?
It will. Spring British time. So autumn back in Oz.
Mm.
Look, it's going to be massive. You know, you think about the star of the screen, Prince Harry, everyone's favourite, getting married. It's going to be big here in Britain. It's going to be big around the Commonwealth. It's going to be huge in America. So whatever happens, whatever they decide, whichever church they go for, certainly the eyes of the world will be upon them. And look, no doubt, Prince George and Princess Charlotte will get a gig as well, walking down an even bigger aisle than their Aunt Pippa's wedding that we saw earlier this year. So look, when the royal cutenesses get involved, one big show.
Sure will be. A couple of things I wanted to raise with you. Seems like this time around there doesn't seem to be any issues about the fact that she's a divorcee. Is that a sign that the royal family is moving forward, becoming a bit more progressive?
Absolutely. And, you know, she's not only a divorcee, but a divorced American, which, if you'll remember back in the 1930s, was quite the issue for King Edward VIII, who abdicated to marry Wallis Simpson, the love of his life. But no dramas this time. And Meghan is, of course, comes from a normal family in America. Her mother's African-American. Her father's a white American. That created some interest when the relationship was first exposed, and Harry hit out at that, saying it's, you know, none of anyone's business, her ethnicity or what it brings to it. So this is another sign that the royal family is moving with the times, and it seems that staid old British, tradition and the attitude from, you know, a long time ago, from last century, is well and truly gone.
I think it's wonderful to have a bit of cultural diversity coming into the royal family. Can I just ask you, Michael, I mean, Harry joked the Queen managed to keep it secret. How much warning did you have that this announcement was imminent?
Well, the speculation has been going on for days and weeks, as no doubt you would know. But we were actually down there this morning by chance. I was filming something and at 9:30 British time at the front of Kensington Palace, and noticed them putting up their barricades for, we assumed, was the press. So we kind of thought something may have been on at that stage. And then, yeah, the announcement came out at 10 o'clock. So we were actually there quite early this morning. But everyone found out at the same time. A lot of people had an idea it was coming, but no one knew when until Harry and Meghan decided it was time.
And with, of course, the history with Princess Diana, are the English press, are they a lot more respectful these days of the royal family's privacy?
They are. I mean, Harry's warning last year was clear as well. It was a statement we've never really seen from the British royals before to the press, basically saying, butt out, don't cross the line, for some of the more intrusive tabloids, I suppose, both here and in the United States. Look, they seem to have largely heeded that. There's been plenty of speculation about what's going on. Of course, the Paps are always out looking for a shot of them together. But Harry and Meghan have largely been able to keep things private as they can, full credit to them. And certainly today, look, you know, I was in that sunken garden with my cameraman today and about 50 to 60 other members of both the British and international media, and everything was very respectful. The royal reporters over here, I mean, this is their job. They were very excited today.
All right. Michael, can I say I'm just a little bit jealous of where you are right now?
No, fair enough. I've been getting that a lot today, actually.
It's unfair to have a man over there when all the women were just in the mirror just going, oh, please pick me.
It's lots of fun.
Thank you. All right, great to talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. And I hope you can get to bed soon. Nine News reporter Michael Best in London reporting on the royal engagement. Of course, you can get all the details in the Nine News simulcast tonight at 6.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.